gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LAUGH to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LAUGH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LAUGH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hey, is this 0600? What's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early. Speaking of early,
good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the Globo Bucket. Here comes Diggins. Here comes Diggins.
Diggins making the play around Sweden.
Yes.
Jesse Diggins,
yes,
to the line.
Yes.
And it is,
yes,
Jesse Diggins.
Goal.
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
I thought I was out. Pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Day one, Clemson football spring practice in the books. Dabo Swinney updates the injury situation. Clemson softball run rules 11th-ranked Georgia. Queens takes down South Carolina in baseball, and the NFL Combine kicks off today. A busy Thursday show, so let's go. Hey, good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, February 26, 2026. 2-26-26. Looking forward to a great show today. The toughest player in Clemson football history, according to Rick Stockstill. Patrick Sapp will join us at 7:45, talking about his one Clemson event. 8:05, Paul Strela will be here. We'll talk Clemson spring practice. Going to talk a lot of football today, what Dabo had to say from yesterday. We're going to talk a lot of college basketball from last night, including the futility from St. John's once again. We'll talk a lot of college baseball last night, including the Gamecocks losing their third game. They've lost to Northern Kentucky, Army, and now Queens College, who started the baseball program like 3 years ago. We'll give you an idea of what's going on with the weekend series this weekend, some NFL Combine news and notes, another lawsuit in college football. A lot to do here on a very busy Thursday show. And for the first time in a minute, Sam Jones is going to guide us today. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It does feel like it's the first time you and I have just been in here, the two of us, in like 3 weeks.
Just the two of us.
Yeah. So, feel good.
The last time we were talking about, you had like 8 games in 7 days. Slowing down a little bit? Because we're in an overlap season now, but basketball ending for some levels?
Much, much less of that this week.
Good.
Can relax a little bit.
Good.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of softball, baseball, some...
That'll kick up in a few weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, though, I get to relax for a little while, do some stuff here, a little extra work here. It'll be fun.
Yeah, you've been doing extra work here, though, right?
Yeah, just a bit. Just a tad. I did Faxon Show yesterday.
Yeah,
did
good.
production stuff back there the other day. We'll do that on Saturday. So,
all right,
getting around.
I want to do. I've got about four or five big things to do today, and I'm glad you're here. But we spend, and this is one of my axioms of sports talk radio. We spend so much time on bubble talk. And Sam, I think it's absolutely like the one of the dumbest things we do in Sports Talk Radio Show. The dumbest thing we do is predict scores of games. I think that the next dumbest thing we do, or pick games against spreads, whatever. The next dumbest thing we do is we spend hours and hours and hours talking about teams that don't get in, and just to be able to get in. And when they do get in, they're not very good anyway, and they get beat so early. Where we don't spend enough time on mid-majors who might win a game or two, the really good teams like Utah State and St. Mary's and some of those teams. But anyway, that said, we don't talk enough about the national championship stuff, like who's hot enough. And this team, this year, Josh Williams pointed this out last Friday, this year is a little bit deeper. Last year we had four great elite teams, and they made it to the Final Four, all number one seeds. This is different. But what you saw last night was an example. I want to get into it today. Of a team that maybe 3 weeks ago or a month ago you might have thought, you know what? UConn's on a long winning streak. UConn can win a national championship. And then UConn lost two out of four, and you go, man, UConn's not that good this year. Well, last night they kind of got it going back again, and they dusted 16th-ranked St. John's, which St. John's, oh, by the way, did something I don't think I've ever seen before. They missed their last 24 shots. Can you imagine like what it felt like on shots 21, 22, 23, and 24? Like you're out. You can't even make anything. Anyway, but UConn's a great example of what I'm talking about, Sam. There's a lot of teams out there that this year have a chance to go really, really, really deep in the tournament. You know who's playing good? Your Purdue Boilermakers. You know who's playing good right now? Florida. You know who's playing good right now? Illinois. UConn. Like there's some teams out there. I want to get into that today because, in the end, the tournament's about identifying the best team. Obviously, Duke and Michigan are there. There's a time where we knew Arizona was there. Now we don't know that. So let's get into some of that today. Make sense?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see, for what it's worth, and we'll get into it, I think it's going to be same things last year, where I'd be pretty surprised if anybody outside of a two seed was in the Final Four this year. I think the portal has made it a little bit chalkier, deeper in the tournament.
All right, well, let me ask you this then. So top two seeds right now. Top eight seeds. Duke, Michigan, Arizona, Illinois, Florida, Iowa State, Purdue.
Houston. I think that's your eight.
Houston. All right.
I think that's your eight. Yeah. Right,
so maybe you're telling me.
Connecticut's probably in there, so you could probably pull one of those down somewhere.
Okay. But you're telling me Gonzaga's not going to the Final Four?
No.
You're telling me Nebraska?
Not telling you they're not. I'm telling you I don't think they would right now if I had to pick.
Michigan State?
Probably not.
I tell you who's playing well right now. Virginia.
Virginia's really good at everything. I could see Virginia making a Final Four run, yeah.
Kansas, boy, that's a hard team to figure out.
You can't really know for sure.
Texas Tech is hard to figure out.
They're good, and I love Christian Anderson, but without Toppin, I don't think the high ceiling is there where it used to be. But Anderson's one of the guys who could give you 35 in three straight tournament games and get you to the Sweet 16 on his own.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. We're going to get into it today. Looking forward to it. What are we going to do in segment two?
Segment two, I want to ask you a question. I heard you talking yesterday briefly. You talked about pressure on Clemson baseball this weekend, South Carolina baseball. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you, who has the most pressure this weekend? Clemson baseball, Clemson basketball, South Carolina baseball, after they lost last night to Queens,
Ooh.
Which was Queens' first ever P4 victory.
Oh, man, it ain't good there. Let's get into it. And one of the things I'm going to get into there is we're getting into some Gamecock fans today. Donati, Jeremiah Donati, the AD at South Carolina, I don't know him. I've never met him. New AD from TCU there. I was told he does not want to pay buyouts. He does not want to fire Shane Beamer. He does not want to fire Lamont Paris. He does not want to fire Paul Menard because he does not want to pay the buyouts. And they want to put the money in players rather than paying buyouts and then having to pay players. Makes sense, right? Pretty sound strategy, right? But here's the point. So, again, he does not want to fire them. But here's the thing. Lamont Paris and Paul Menard and even Shane Beamer have to go in 4-8. you got to help him out a little bit, man. You know, he's trying not to fire you. And Paris and Minori and even being like, they're trying to get fired. You got to win. And the other part we'll get into it later on is, man, if you're a South Carolina fan, you need to win at least one this weekend. You really need to win two because there's nothing good going on in your men's athletic department. Your big three are absolutely atrocious. And you have had so little to cheer about now for the last couple of years. If you think about it, since the interception of the Kate Kubrick pass against Clemson, what has gone right for men's basketball, baseball, and football at South Carolina? What's their next – since that game, what's their shining moment? You can't think of one. And it's awful right now. And I'll go over more of that. But again, Donati's not trying. He said, man, I don't want to fire you, but you got to give him a little help, man. And if you don't, then that's on you. Anyway, we'll get to that. I want to talk today let me get to some of the scores, and then we'll talk some football. Obviously, Dabo Swinney talking that. Again, UConn throttled St. John's, number 6, beat number 15. I said 16. Number 15, 72-40. Seventh-ranked Texas got a 13-point win at Texas. Seventh-ranked Florida got a 13-point win at Texas. Florida's playing great. Look out for Florida. Ninth-ranked Gonzaga destroyed Portland, 89-48. 12th-ranked Nebraska back on the winning side of things, 74-61 over Maryland. 17th Bama scored 100 last night. 17th-ranked Bama beat Mississippi State by 25. And in this one, Bama went 22 of 50 from three. Same as a 40-minute game. They're hoisting up 1.25, whatever, three-pointers per minute. They're just slinging them up there. They 22 of 50. Mississippi State was 15 of 41 from three. Those two teams shot in a 40-minute game, those two teams shot 91 threes. That's unbelievable. With that said, Arkansas, 99-84, 23rd Hogs down Texas A&M. And Vanderbilt, 25th-ranked Commodores, beat Georgia last night, 88-80. So that's the ranked action from an evening ago. Non-ranked ACC last night, Boston College, boy, Wake Forest. Just reeling. Wake Forest loses at Boston College 68-67. Stanford down Pittsburgh 75-67. And Cal beat SMU. Bad loss for SMU. Good win for Cal 73-69. And a last check, because I did this last night, of SEC unranked action. The only unranked game last night, LSU double overtime win over Missouri, over Ole Miss 106-99. College baseball, it's been a bad couple of days for SEC teams. So last night, Georgia lost to Troy 6-5. And midweek games, you see it happen all the time. Did you see what happened on Tuesday night, Sam, to the SEC in baseball?
Yeah, it was not good. It wasn't good for anybody in the top 15, really.
No.
1-2, like 6-15, all loss.
What wasn't good at all. Night before, Arkansas State beat 6th-ranked Arkansas. It was... we had Arizona State beating 13th-ranked Oklahoma, 15-3-0, by the way. It was LSU, 2nd-ranked LSU, losing to McNeese, 7-6. And then last night, Georgia and South Carolina get beat. So not good stuff coming out of the SEC so far in midweek games. And some of the teams losing their second or third game. Rest of the action last night, ranked action. The only other upsets that we saw, 24th West Virginia won, 14th NC State won. Arkansas beat Arkansas State 1-0. Well, I tell you, that's been a pretty good series. 22nd-ranked Kentucky wins, so does 8th-ranked North Carolina, 14th-ranked NC State, 13th-ranked Oklahoma got revenge against Arizona State. 10th-ranked Florida won, Miami ranked 17th won, Auburn ranked 7th won. ACC action last night, Louisville over Eastern Kentucky, Pittsburgh over Bucknell, NC State beat Akron. Virginia down George Washington, North Carolina over VCU, Florida State over North Florida, Miami down Florida Atlantic, and Cal beat UC Davis. So ACC teams go undefeated yesterday. Good stuff there. You mentioned it. Queens, it's their first win. Queens is like in their third year. It's their first Power Four victory. Crazy stuff there. Softball last night, great news. Clemson's 25th ranked softball team run ruled 11th ranked Georgia last night. Tigers scored 10 runs on 12 hits and beat Georgia 10-1. Run rule win here at Clemson. Georgia falls to 13-5. Clemson improves to 11-5. So a very nice win for the Lady Tigers there. I'm sorry, that was down in Athens. Down in Athens with a nice win there. And a five-run fifth what kind of keyed them. So now they're playing better. Five wins now. They've outscored their opponent 37-1 in that five-game winning streak. So excellent, excellent stuff there. And I told you, Clearinghouse is today. Cincinnati is suing Sorsby for $1 million for an exit fee. We'll get to some of that stuff today. I have weather. You want a quick weather update for the Clemson-South Carolina baseball series?
I know you want to, so go crazy.
Friday night down in Columbia, about 56 degrees. Going to only get down to 54, but about a 20 to 30% chance of maybe some showers there. Saturday, sunny and 68 in Columbia. Sunday, 77 and sunny here in Clemson. So that's good stuff. Can't beat that. All right, let's take a short break. We'll come back. Can't wait to talk segment two with Sam and talking about getting his thoughts for the first time now in a few days. Our great friends at Patterson Tax Service doing taxes. I had three on the show yesterday, three text messages yesterday. Send it to me. Love to hear from you. Love to hear how your process went. Who did your taxes for you? How did it go? How long were you there? How easy it was? How many years you been with them? Send them to me today. Patterson Tax Service. I passed by today. They're already doing taxes this morning. 864-859-8289. Had a guy yesterday, Sam, drove an hour and a half both ways to do his taxes, and he said it was worth every minute that he did him and his wife and his daughter's taxes at Patterson Tax Service. Love that. It's a great win for a great day for a lot of our listeners when at Patterson Tax Service. Get them done. 864-859-8289. Quickly, Adams Cove text line. 256 area code said, John Rittman is elite. I think you can make that statement. I think that that's a conversation we can have for sure. I don't doubt that. All right, short break. Much more when you come back right after this.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Ryan Beasley Law has expanded to serve our clients in more locations. If you face pre-arrest investigations, state or federal charges, civil litigation, or collegiate student conduct matters, we can represent you in courts across our state, including magistrate, city, state, and federal courts. Our proactive approach is relationship-driven, client-centered, and focused on achieving the best possible resolution. We're in Greenville and downtown Spartanburg. Call 864-679-7777 or find us online at ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Love living in the upstate? Here are some reasons you'll love a new Empire home at Sunrise in Pendleton. Location: you'll be minutes from Clemson, Anderson, downtown Pendleton, and I-85. Empire Homes offers quality construction with hardy cement siding that's built to last. Personalize your home in Empire Homes' design studio. Curate your dream kitchen or spa-like bath. And don't miss the amenities. The community pool opens this summer and walking trails are planned. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to explore Sunrise in Pendleton.
There's a better option for blood work in the upstate. I'm Dr. Ted Swan, a Clemson graduate practicing in the upstate for over 20 years. Unhappy with the national giants, we built Tiger Diagnostics Laboratory, a physician-led solution. We offer after-hours blood draws, signature health panels, and a better patient experience. In Seneca, Anderson, Greenville, and after-hours in Piedmont. Learn more at TigerDiagnosticsLab.com.
Industrial Motor Service keeps production lines moving. Just ask Champion Aerospace.
It's always a pleasure talking with the staff at IMS. Every interaction is professional and courteous. They've helped us through many emergency situations. Always quick to respond for pickup, repair, and delivery.
For reliable service, expert repair, and a team that's there when you need them the most, trust Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com. Industrial Motor Service. Trusted, tested, dependable.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sam Lil Christy McVie, a little Fleetwood Mac. I told you the other day, Sam, you might not have been with us, but saw Fleetwood Mac with Christy McVie, the late Christy McVie, and with Lindsey Buckingham, still part of the band. And that was fantastic, no doubt about that. Hey, one-time plumber, I hope you don't have to call them. If you do, they can do it for you. Plumbing services, sewer line repair, emergency services. They do it all, and sometimes some things are going to go wrong, and you're going to see your septic tank issues arise. You're going to see water heater issues arise, sump pumps or showers or faucets or drains that don't go well, disposal units that don't go well. Sometimes things happen. One-time plumber, Charleston, Columbia, Greenville. The name is the number. Don't worry about that. Five-star reviewed. You're going to love one-time plumber. Get in touch with them. Don't worry about having to go through and search. Just remember the number, one-time plumber. Segment two with Mr. Sam Jones.
I heard you briefly talk about yesterday on the phone. I can't remember when it was in the show. Pressure on Clemson baseball this weekend and South Carolina baseball. And I believe you said the pressure was all on Clemson, correct?
Well,
largely before yesterday night's game for South Carolina.
Yeah, in that, well, yeah, I think last night kind of
threw a span in that
a little bit of that. The reason I say that is because Clemson is expected to win. If the Gamecocks, if Clemson fans, if Clemson wins two of three this weekend, Clemson fans will go, okay, that's pretty good. I wanted to sweep them. If South Carolina wins one of three, they're going to be, hey, you know, we took one of three. That's kind of a surprise for us. If the Gamecocks could win the series, it would give them something, like I said, Sam, since that interception, since the Demetrius Knight interception of Cade Klubnik, that what's good has happened to South Carolina. So in some ways you could look at it that the exact opposite, because I was thinking when I said that yesterday, I was thinking, hey, Clemson is expected to win, and obviously the pressure always goes to the team expected to win, like Ohio State where they couldn't close the deal against Michigan a few of those years, too much pressure on themselves. But with that said, it's almost like the entire men's athletic department at South Carolina needs this series. Again, I was asking, I can go over the last 2 years, but like what's the highlight in those three sports since that interception?
coaches. There's not a ton of them, which kind of leads me to the question, the overarching question that ties in the third program that we're keeping an eye on right now, because they're currently putting themselves in bubble talk. Is there more pressure this weekend on Clemson's baseball team, their basketball team, or I guess you could really say for South Carolina's baseball program, Paul Menieri and Jeremiah Donati specifically?
It's a good point. Look, Clemson, and again, there's two different kinds of pressures. I think Menieri and they don't want to fire him. I think these guys are fighting for his job. Brad Brunell's not fighting for his job. But he is fighting because the expectations got higher and because his team's lost four in a row and because North Carolina's is the next game after this. You don't want it to go to six. The Tar Heels are 16-0 at home. So in order to make the NCAA tournament, to feel good about that, to end the four-game winning streak, I think there's a lot of pressure on Clemson and Little John. Now, to take some of that off, the Tigers are underdogs. And rightfully so. Louisville's better than Clemson. Now, is Louisville better than Clemson Saturday in Little John? Hope not, but we'll see. But, yeah, that's a different pressure. Pressure to make the NCAA tournament is different than pressure to keep your job. Like, Brad Brunell will still be able to feed his family and still be unemployed Monday morning. There was a post on the Big Spur yesterday that I hadn't thought about, and I don't think it's going to happen. But a poster said, if the Gamecocks get swept this weekend, is Menieri the head coach on Monday? I mean, I think it's pretty clear. Like, they don't want to fire him. They don't want to fire Lamont Paris, and they don't want to fire Shane Beamer. So, I'm dancing around your question, Sam, but there's a lot of pressure on Clemson men's basketball. There's a lot of pressure on South Carolina baseball. But both of those are underdogs coming in this weekend. And so the pressure on Clemson baseball is that, I mean, you're supposed to win the series.
I certainly think that for Clemson's baseball team, with the expectation where it is right now, because you've put it there at 8-0, of this is going to be an improved team from last year, and this is going to be a roster that they feel, and they've said repeatedly, think can go pretty deeply in the playoff time and into postseason play, there is a lot of built-in pressure of this is your first crack at, even if they're struggling, a power opponent. Right? A team that you expect talent-wise to be not necessarily the same as Clemson, but very competitive with them and recruiting similar types of players. And with all due respect to the mid-majors that Clemson's played so far, they haven't done that yet. We haven't seen that yet.
Sure.
In a scale like this. So a ton of pressure exists for them because, if they go out there and they lose two of these games, what's the narrative going to be coming out of that? It's going to be, this is the same team we've had the last two or three years that maybe their ceiling is hosting in a regional spot, and they can't get past that. And you're going to have to manage that, and you're going to have to deal with that stigma hanging over you for months and months and months. And that's not to say that if they lose a bunch of ACC games and stuff, they can't still make to Omaha or Super Regional or all that. But if you lose these couple games here to start the year and you go 2-1 of 3 this weekend against a South Carolina team that's floundering right now, with a possible lame duck manager at this point, you put yourself in a very rough position where you have to build back all of that confidence that you've gained over the last 8 games because none of it will matter. But at the same time, South Carolina may fire their manager on Monday, like you said. And I think they probably should if they get swept. So it's a very different type of pressure for all three, which is kind of why I was interested to hear where you were at on it.
It's early in the season, but here's the question. With Menieri, like with Lamont Paris, let me sure I'm right saying this. First of all, I think Lamont Paris is a pretty good basketball coach. I think he's a really good guy.
I don't feel like there were a ton of expectations for him.
Sure, and they're going to give him. Supposedly, they're going to give him money. Right?
I'll believe that when I see it.
Right, but Lamont Paris is 51 years old. All right. Paul Menieri is 68 years old. What do you? We got a 5-year plan.
And he'd taken 2.5-3 years off before he took the South Carolina job, which coincidentally are the 2-3 years that NIL exploded, portal exploded. He's adjusting to a very new sport.
Yeah, you're not building for the future on a 68-year-old man now, right? He was supposed to be the guy to come in and kind of stop the bleeding and kind of get him going. And here we are in the very early part of year two, and it really hadn't happened. So I do think that's a big factor there. on the Clemson baseball of those four teams this weekend, right? Of Clemson versus South Carolina baseball and Louisville versus Clemson in basketball. Clemson baseball is the best team of those. I think this baseball team is really, really good. I think they've got a lot of really good pieces. I wish McGovern wouldn't have gotten hurt, because I'd like to see a little better or more depth on the left-hand side, the pitching side of things. I'd like to have one more, at least one more left-handed arm over there and come down the bullpen and helping out. At this point in time, from the left-hand side, Sherman is obviously the guy, but Legernick, I feel good about him. I'd like to feel better about Bell. I feel really good about Sherman. But can Margolis or Fresco, maybe some of those guys come in? I don't feel great about Smoll at this point in time, so maybe Legernick is a key there. I'm a little concerned about defense a little bit. But outside of that, speed, athleticism, power arms, this big freshman class. Sam, on Tuesday, they threw three freshman pitchers that are 6'4 or bigger. Those power arms, right? And this is still without, remember this, this is still without Moeller, who won't be back for a few weeks now. So feel good about that. That's the best team to me of those three. But with the best team comes high expectations. This guy's going to handle all that. So what do you think? You think, I mean, just for, you agree that it's different pressure?
I think it's South Carolina. Yeah. I think it has to be. I just think if they go out there and win one of three and they're competitive in all three, I think that buys you a lot more time if you're Pulmonary.
Yeah.
But if they go out there and they get blasted twice and then lose a third competitive game and get swept, what does that do for his job? The fan base doesn't want him there to begin with. So there is outside pressure mounting on Jeremiah Donati, regardless of if he wants to fire him or not. There is an expectation there, and there is a bar set there from prior history that they are not going to reach this year.
Let me ask you this. What does it say about South Carolina baseball that if you told Gamecock fans right now that you could take one of three, they'd take it?
It's disappointing.
This was the best baseball program in the country a decade ago.
This is the athletic program that if you're South Carolina, you want to hang your hat on right now. This is the one where you feel like you have a legitimate chance to be good year in, year out.
Yeah.
To be way better than you are consistently in football, where you're not one of the premier teams in the SEC, so you're never going to be consistent there. And that's just what it is. Or in basketball, where they're not giving Lamont Paris really any money compared to his foes. So this is the program you need to be good in, outside of women's basketball on that campus. And they're not there.
Yeah.
So I don't blame anybody for being frustrated that the hire was Mineri to begin with, when there were a lot of questions when that hire was made. And now, if Donati, as you say, doesn't want to fire him and rolls with him throughout the season, that's going to generate a lot of backlash. Because I don't think this team is going to be very good this year. And I think their fan base realizes that. And I think a lot of that is on the manager and the roster that he's put together. So if they lose this weekend in convincing manner, and they could come out and sweep Clemson, they could come out and shock everybody. But if they don't, and they kind of do what people are expecting, it's going to be a very, very bad look on top of a lot of very bad looks already. You cannot lose to Queens in the midweek. I get they're not the only team to do it this week, but that is a team that's never beaten a P4.
Let me give you this, Sam, okay? They lost to Queens last night. Their other three losses on the season are to Northern Kentucky and the Army. All right, bear with me a second here, because I want to tell you what those teams have done. Let me make sure I'm not saying this. And it really don't have a great win yet either. You know, their schedule, you think they kind of ease their way into this thing. Oh, Mickey, I looked at the wrong date. I'll give you this. You think he makes moves? You think Donati makes moves? And by the way, Shane Beamer's getting a pass. But Shane Beamer went 4-8 and 1-7 in the league last year, and his four wins were against Virginia Tech, South Carolina State, Kentucky, and Coastal. In basketball, I'll go over this later on, but in basketball, they went 12-20 last year, 2-16 in the league. And this year, they're 12-26, 3-15 in the league. They're 5-28 in the league. Combining football and men's basketball, the three biggest sports, they are 6-35 the last the last calendar year.
But I don't expect them to be good in men's basketball. And I don't think their fans expect them to be good. They want to be good, rightfully, and they want to succeed. They want to make a Final Four like they did a decade ago. But I don't expect that with what they're up against compared to their opponents and what the teams in the SEC are throwing at players financially. I expect the baseball team to be very good year in, year out, because that is the standard that they set in the 2010s and before that, right? So to not get to that standard and to fail to reach it multiple years in a row, and doing so with a high-profile coach who a lot of fans were against hiring to begin with for very valid reasons, that creates a little bit different of a situation than even what Beamer's dealing with. And there's plenty of questions to rightfully have about him, I think.
All right. South Carolina lost to Northern Kentucky in the opening series. And by the way, should have lost two or three in that one. They had a great comeback win in game two. Northern Kentucky. Northern Kentucky on the season is 4-4 with losses to Eastern Kentucky and to New Orleans. All right. They lost to Army. Army on the year is 2-4 right now. Army just lost to the Citadel and got swept by Clemson. They just lost to Queens. Queens is 4-4 with losses to North Carolina A&T, Radford, and Navy beat them 2 out of 3.
Queens is 171st in RPI.
Do you know what Army and Northern Kentucky are? Can you look this up for me?
Army is 27.
Hey.
I think it's strength of schedule.
Right,
heavily for
early.
Them. They've earned that. And then Northern Kentucky is 128th. South Carolina is 81st.
And Clemson is?
Fifth, I want to say fifth. Maybe that changed after the chaos of the last couple of nights. Clemson was fifth yesterday. Today they are up to third.
Okay.
Can't be 81st in the country in RPI.
Not if you're South Carolina. Again, we're not talking about South Carolina basketball. We're talking about a back-to-back national champion, a team that's been to Omaha many, many times.
84th in strength of schedule as well. So it's not like they're running through a gauntlet.
Right.
I mean, these are teams that they expect and should be beating.
It's a very interesting question you pose, though, is what the pressure that faces that. I don't think that Gamecock fans, I think the expectations are so low that there's not a whole lot of pressure from the fans on the team. Because but again, that says a whole lot about them.
That's why I believe the pressure falls on Donati.
Right.
If they lose.
On him. Right.
More than the roster and more than the team that they've put together.
I always say this. I don't care what people say, right, after games. But does it bother you that he's so nonchalant after losses? Like, well, we got to play better. We didn't pitch good today. We didn't hit good today.
I would say, I guess the alternative is he loses his cool. Yeah. And that is a bad PR look in a whole different light.
But don't you want, like, if you're a Gamecock fan, don't you kind of want him to lose his cool?
You probably want a little bit of fire, but he's a 70-year-old man.
Yeah.
How much fire are you going to get? I mean, he's done a lot. I don't think he really necessarily, I'm sure he wants to win, but, like, is the fire still there?
I don't know.
He took 3 years off, and he came back. Is the fire there? They need to go out there, and I don't think they need to win necessarily this weekend, but they need to be competitive. I think one win would go a whole heck of a long way in keeping him in that job, at least for this season.
Just one.
I think just one.
Clemson's, I agree.
Clemson's
I
very,
agree.
Very good. So if they are able to get one, if they're able to win the neutral site game even, I think they'll be in
I think they need to win at home tomorrow night.
I would. If you got to pick one, you don't drop the home game. But you gotta do something. They got to shake it immediately. They are already off on the wrong foot.
Final question for you. I asked Chad this earlier. The season ticket holders will take up most of the fans. It'll be 90% Gamecock fans in Founders Park. Chad from Columbia tells me that last year at Segra, it was about 60-40 Clemson. Could you see a Tiger takeover in that stadium? Like, the Gamecock fans so disgruntled, I'm not going to go out and watch our arch rival beat us again, even though it's in my hometown. It's not on campus.
So many season ticket holders want to sell their tickets.
But I'm saying they don't have season tickets to the this is at Segra, you know, the middle game.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, so you're thinking equal access, even though it's in their hometown.
Exactly.
Could you see more Clemson fans in there than Gamecock fans again 2 years in a row? Like, that's not good.
Definitely not in Columbia. You can't have that in Columbia.
It's very, very interesting, isn't it? Good stuff. I enjoyed segment two, Sam. Short break. We'll open up phone lines. Love to hear from you more after this.
Hi, folks. Let's talk about GLP-1s for a sec, because they're everywhere. They're all over social media. They're all over your TVs, and people are talking about how wonderful they are. But the question that nobody answers is, what happens when you stop? What happens when you get off the GLP-1 shots? Because the fact of the matter is that weight, it jumps right back on. And look, at PhD Weight Loss, they don't treat weight as a problem. They treat unwanted weight as a symptom of a deeper problem, a symptom of metabolic dysfunction. And if you don't correct that, then nothing that you do, no shot, no diet, nothing will last. The holistic person, that's what you have to treat. That's what Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss do. They want you to live longer and live happier and keep that weight off for life. Right now, when you call and mention Qwalk, you'll receive 2 free weeks in a program. They're going to cover the cost of your food so you can see real results with no guesswork and minimal risk. Call 864-644-1900 and mention Qwalk. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England, Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
It's bow time. The only thing you want after a made-from-scratch Bojangles biscuit with juicy country ham is another one. For a limited time, get 2 ham biscuits for $5. That's 2 fluffy country ham biscuits. Cravings, meet savings. Order in the app or at Bojangles. It's bow time.
If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals is committed to enhancing your landscape one tree at a time. The best prices around, reliable service, and fully insured. Franklin Tree Service is your go-to for all your tree needs. Call them today, 864-947-9065.
Did you know nearly 80% of homes are under-insulated? If your energy bills are high, your HVAC runs nonstop, or rooms feel too hot or too cold, insulation may be the problem. At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam insulation, sealing air leaks, and keeping comfort where it belongs. The result? Better comfort, lower energy bills, and you may qualify for up to a $1,050 Duke Energy rebate. Call Koala Insulation today at 864-867-1779.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
You got takes? We want to hear them. Get in on each of our shows on the Tiger Diagnostics phone line at 654-ROAR.
Hey, welcome back. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Love the great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Our garage floor looks amazing. Yours can, too. Let these good folks take care of you with your unbelievable high-performance epoxy-based flooring. Slip-resistant, stain-resistant. It's going to look great. It's going to be functional for you. No more automotive stains or cracks and no more concrete dust. And then it's going to be so much more affordable than you think. You're going to add value to your home. Think about it. It's a great deal. It's a five to 10-minute no obligation presentation that they're going to love coming out and giving for you. Go to their website, learn more, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com, 404-8158, 404-8158. Sam, I got a stat for you. The Gamecocks played for three straight national championships, 2010, 2011, 2012, won two of those three. You realize in the last 7 years, they've had three seasons which they didn't have a winning record? Like, that's... I felt bad for Holbrook because Holbrook was following Ray Tanner, who, again, when Ray hung it up, he had played for three straight national finals and winning two of them. Like, it was not going to go well, you know, because they went to a super regional in year one, and people were disappointed. They won 40 games in year one. They went 44-18 in year two and lost in a regional. Year three wasn't good at 32-25 and missing the tournament. But they won a super regional the next year. I mean, Holbrook did a decent job there, but he was guilty of one thing. He wasn't Ray Tanner. And when Ray made every right move, every pinch hitter was great, it wasn't. And then Kingston came in and wasn't any better. And Kingston had two non-winning seasons. And then Maneri comes in and it seems to be worse. Like, they just keep digging deeper and deeper and deeper. Anyway, interesting stuff. Let's get Butch's thoughts on this, being our resident Gamecock here for sure. My man, how you doing this morning?
My man, what's going on this morning?
Nothing much. You're up early. You're calling early. That's good. I know, well, you get up early every day.
Yeah, well, I ain't got my studies in yet.
All right, you can do it though. You got time.
I use the rinse, but it pops up for me about 7. Good. I got an alarm set for it to pop up about 7:30.
Good, for sure. Good deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to get that preaching in. Yeah, that was a terrible loss last night for the Gamecocks. You was talking about firing Beamer, and you know I was screaming it last year, and I still stand by that. If they were going to fire, if Beamer was to be fired, he should have been fired last year.
Yeah.
Now you done let him go out and buy up all these O linemen, and you know, I still ain't convinced on this. What is that called? Fire or basically run a West Coast offense, pitch and catch.
Yeah,
that ain't South Carolina ain't like that unless he's got that. You know, I know they got three good running backs that are coming in because you're going to have a good run game. You're going to have a good balanced game is what you're going to have.
Yeah.
To where if you want to drop a deep ball on somebody, they got to be worried about your quarterback running. They got to be worried about that running back running. They got to be worried about a little dump pass real quick. You know?
Yeah, I would say this. If you could name one stat that South Carolina football needs to improve on the most – I might tell you rushing offense. Like, they just didn't run the football last year.
And no, they didn't.
You got to run it better. South Carolina last year, see if I'm right by saying this, the Gamecocks were 117th in the country in rushing the football. They rushed for 111 yards a game. And Kendall Briles better get that thing going. Uh-oh.
Sorry. You hear these idiots I live near?
Yeah, you got
that's
a little
car.
Well, that guy needs a muffler.
You living in the infield of Daytona? What's going on here?
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a Mustang.
Does that guy not know it's 6:52 in the morning? I got a funny story about that, Butch. I got a funny story about that. So the other day, and we live here in a college town, you know, so all these guys, you at stoplights around Clemson, same, you know this, what you hear is that, wah, 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 wah. I'm like, what? Anyway, and they take off at a stoplight, man. You can hear them everywhere, right? So... I'm getting my oil changed the other day. It's one of those places where you stay in your car, right? It was pouring rain or whatever. So I said, I'll go to this place. I can stay in my car, right? And a guy comes by, and he's you know, that kind of muffler deal, like this loudest thing you've ever heard in your life. And there's a young guy that's doing my oil change for me. And I'm rolling my window down. We're talking, man. He's a nice, really nice kid. And I'm like, let me ask something, man. Like, why do you young people, why do y'all like that? He goes, oh, I've got one. My car's that way. And like, they pay extra money to make it that loud. I'm like, well, here's the thing, man. Let me ask you this. You don't want a girlfriend? He goes, yeah, my girlfriend loves it. I went, no, she doesn't. Your girlfriend wants to talk to you. She doesn't want, and in that car, you can't talk. I went, you don't want to talk on the phone when you're in the car? He goes, I can do that. I went, no, you can't. You don't want to listen to music when you're in the car? You can't listen to any of that stuff because you're doggone muffler and you're lack of or whatever. You're so loud, man.
Yeah.
So I said,
well, you got members.
Yeah.
Huh?
He tried to convince me that the girls like it. You know, I was like, nah, that ain't. Girl wants to talk to you when you're in the car.
I don't like that crap.
No, don't.
But you got to remember, Mickey, I'm in Fountain Inn. These are the hicks from the sticks going to work.
I like it, buddy. Hey, man, good luck with the devotion this morning, and always looking
Thank
forward
you.
To it, man. Take care of yourself for sure.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
All right,
buddy. I hope we split the series.
You got to have some rain if you're going to split it. Because we got three.
That's right. That's right.
Pray for
rain. I'm doing my rain dance, baby.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate the phone call. Sam, you know what I'm saying. You don't have a loud car.
No, I do
What
not.
Is up with that?
I've never fully understood it, to be honest with you. I really don't get it. I'm sure someone will come on the text line and defend it. I've never understood it.
I can understand, like, going to NASCAR. You've been in a NASCAR race. You know this. Yeah, like, yeah. It's loud. It's good. But, like, you want that.
That's the point.
Every day?
No.
And you know you can't have a conversation with it. You know you can't talk. You know you can't have this. I like to listen to a good old podcast on the way home, you know? I like to call, return some phone calls and get back in touch with people. I like it when my wife and kids are in the car. And you know what we do? We have conversations. It's kind of crazy.
If the intent is to annoy everyone else on the road, you are killing
it.
Oh,
it's attention. Yeah, for sure. I get that.
But if it's anything else, I don't really understand the intent.
I get it here. I get it. Cammy and Greenville says, girl here, bonus cars, please. Is that what we call them, bonus cars? So, Cammy, if that, I think I've got the right read on that. Straighten me out on it, Cammy, our resident Bama fan. So, you and your husband, boyfriend, whatever, like, you want to have that loud where y'all can't even converse? Maybe he has nothing interesting to say to you. And you have nothing to say then? Oh, no, she said no loud cars.
No loud cars.
No loud cars. Okay. Well, there you go, Cammy. That makes sense. Yeah, if you're on a date, you want to talk to someone. Texas said, my next-door neighbor has one of those loud Mustangs. Starts up every morning at 6:30 a.m., and she's over 40 years old. You know what that is? Daddy issues. That's what that is. I'm sorry. Something happened. There's something in there. You got some issues somewhere. My friend Delvin, Tiger Diagnostic Phone Lines. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
What's up, how you doing? Nick, you talking about Clemson baseball. Not Clemson baseball. I was talking about baseball at Pomono and the hiring. Don't forget, everybody believed that Monty Lee was going to get that job. Remember, because he took up an intern. Do you remember at this press conference, Ray Turner said, I was talking to Palmieri about who he thinks should get a job. Then I asked him. Remember, everybody thought Monty Lee was going to get a job. And then he kept Monty Lee on. That was kind of weird to me.
Yeah. Hadn't talked to Monty since he's left. I always liked Monty. He was great to me. And I'm a big Monty Lee fan. But, for Monty, it was one of these deals that with Maneri, maybe Maneri gets old. He turns around and gets old and Monty gets it. But another thing, like, it's a big risk for Monty because if Maneri doesn't turn it around, then you can't give it to Monty after that. So it's kind of a... You know, he could have gone away, won somewhere else maybe and come back, but now he can't get that job unless Maneri turns this thing around in a hurry. So kind of a big risk for him.
But the hire is kind of weird anyway because Ray Turner admitted, like you said, he said, I was talking to Paul Maneri, not about the job. I was talking about who you think I should hire, and he said, I just asked him.
Yeah. And turned out it was a yet another Ray Turner hiring mistake. I mean, I think most Game King fans will realize that. Last year, I'm looking at what they did last year. Not only in baseball were they, so write this, but they were 6-24 in the SEC last year. They beat Ole Miss. I think I'm right by saying it's the only series they won last year was the Ole Miss series. the only SEC.
You know the best hire you done made so far? I just realized with the softball hire.
Great hire. Yeah, great hire. And some of the women's teams there have done really, really well. But the men's athletic department, South Carolina, they are in football, baseball, and basketball. The last 2 years, they are 12-59 in SEC competition.
But Jeremiah Donati came out and said that he didn't want to fire the coach because he wanted to play five. You said that's what you heard.
That's what I'm hearing. A source tells me that they want to give these guys, they don't want to pay big buyouts, and they'd rather put money in players and rather put money in NIL and rev share and all that rather than paying these big buyouts. Makes sense. I like the strategy. But here's the thing, Delvin, got some back feet. I'll let you go, man. Everybody's got a loud morning this morning, seems like. Delvin's on a plane and
might Butch be raining on the phone.
Might be. Butch is in the infield Daytona 500. But again, they don't want to fire these guys.
If anyone's at a concert, feel free to call in.
Yeah. But here's the thing, man. Like I said in the first segment, Sam, you got to help him out a little bit. My great friends at Prime Lending helping out a little bit. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Get in touch with them. Love Prime Lending. Love everything about Prime Lending. I love them. My last two mortgages have gone fantastic, and we are awesome. Because of it, our refinance went great. Our remodel went even better. We love our great friends at Prime Lending. Get in touch with them. Get three estimates. If one of their three is Prime Lending, and one of your three is Prime Lending, you'll choose these folks. They'll separate themselves so much you'll love it. PrimeLendingSC.com. Quickly, 6761 said, I was shocked Monty Lee didn't work out for us at Clemson. Me too. But what you see with Eric Backage is why you see it. Backage is better than Monty Lee. Hour number two kicking off right after this.